Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, good morning. It is now 7:03, and we've got some really chilly temperatures out the door. Cold, even. We're at 32 degrees. The answer is yes. You need a jacket this morning.
Well, thanks, Dad, because below average temps are here to start our week.
In fact, Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff says you might find some frost on the window shield this morning.
Well, we're experiencing our second freeze of the fall season here across North Texas, at least at DFW Airport. So you definitely want to dress appropriately out the door this morning and make sure the kids are nice and warm if they do have to take the bus. But this will be the only freeze for this week, at least in the morning hours.
It is our second freeze of the year, and Russell Scott's checking things out.
Well, guys, I can confirm it's cold out here. Before you leave, you may want to make sure the plants and the pets are inside. Well, for the plants, they may have already been damaged, but at least for Rover, make sure he's got some blankets and a warm spot outside if he can't go inside. I can confirm I saw some sprinkler systems on this morning. If that water gets on the roadways, it could cause a problem, so please drive cautious this morning. Most of the traffic I've seen on the highways looks like it's moving at least at the posted speed limits. Just drive careful and happy commute. In Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listening to the KRLD Morning News, I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. A shakeup in the Democratic Senate primary race is expected later today as Dallas Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett is set to make a special announcement.
Crockett has a news conference scheduled for 4:30 this afternoon. What makes it interesting is that it's 90 minutes before the Senate campaign filing deadline. She would join former Dallas Congressman Colin Allred and State Rep James Tallarico in the Democratic Senate race. SMU political science professor Cal Gilson says Crockett's impact on the race is unclear.
Her prospects of winning the Democratic nomination, let alone the Senate seat, are small, and so she would be choosing to leave her House seat.
Gilson's take doesn't quite jive with the October polling out of the University of Houston. It has Crockett with 31% of primary voters to Tallarico's 25%, Allred with 13%. From the 24-hour news center, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
President Trump's publicly unloading on South Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar just days after pardoning him and his wife on bribery and foreign agent charges. Trump granted the pardon at the request of Cuellar's daughter, saying the Democrat had been unfairly targeted for siding with Republicans on border security. But Cuellar's decision to run for re-election as a Democrat appears to have struck a nerve. Trump now says he regrets issuing the pardon, calling it a lack of loyalty and warning that it's something Texas voters and Henry's daughters won't like, adding, quote, next time, No more Mr. Nice Guy.
A Tarrant County commissioner is challenging the county judge.
Precinct 2 Commissioner Elisa Simmons says she's running for Tarrant County judge because she wants a county government that puts people before politics. She is a Democrat and has frequently clashed with Tarrant County Judge Tim O'Hare, who is a Republican. She says she has fought to protect families and make reforms at the Tarrant County Jail. O'Hare's campaign spokesperson issued a statement after her announcement saying that Simmons has turned the commissioner's court into a stage for petulant tantrums and ideological extremism. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas loses a legendary business leader and sports club owner.
Tom Hicks has died at 79. Hicks was considered by many as a pioneer in American business and was also recognized as a sports leader with ownership of the Stars from 1995 to 2011 that saw their Stanley Cup winning year in 1999. His time owning the Texas Rangers from 98 to 2010 saw them win three American West Division titles and make a World Series appearance. From the 24-Hour News Center, Campbell Reed, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We now know the schedule for the World Cup matches at AT&T Stadium next year. One of the most popular stars, Argentina's Lionel Messi. It's Lionel, right? Not Lionel. Yes, Lionel. He's going to play here twice, facing Austria and Jordan. Billy Bob's Texas hosted a party for the group draw last week, and Fort Worth Mayor Maddie Parker says these nine matches will introduce people from around the world to Texas hospitality.
To have nine games in North Texas is huge for our region. We want Fort Worth to show off real Fort Worth spirit. I think that's why we picked Billy Bob's here, the world's largest honky-tonk. You know, it's a big deal for Fort Worth, but it's really a big deal in the United States.
England, the Netherlands, Japan, and Croatia will also play in Arlington.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So this breaking news just in moments ago, courtesy of the Dallas Morning News. Colin Allred is dropping out of the Senate race and instead is going to run for the U.S. House. No doubt this is going to have some sort of backwards coordination with Jasmine Crockett, who is leaving the House.
Exactly.
And likely to announce her campaign for the United States Senate later today. So the cards are still getting shuffled on the board. Even as we run right up to the deadline this afternoon at 6 o'clock, that is the filing deadline. We'll continue to monitor this story for you, bringing the latest as we learn more here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
The capital murder case against Tanner Horner is headed for a pre-trial hearing today. Who's Horner? That's the dude that's accused of kidnapping and strangling 7-year-old Athena Strand back in 2022. In case you missed the announcement about the 2026 FIFA World Cup draw, AT&T Stadium in Arlington, though it'll be called Dallas Stadium, is going to host nine matches, the most of any venue in the U.S. for this tournament. Some of the games include Netherlands versus Japan, England versus Croatia, and Argentina versus Austria. We're following breaking news. We broke this just moments ago. Former U.S. Representative Colin Allred is ending his Senate campaign and instead is going to run for the Congress in Dallas County's revamped District 33. Allred's decision comes as U.S. Representative Jasmine Crockett of Dallas is expected to join the Democrat Senate race today ahead of the 6 p.m. filing deadline.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on News Radio 1080 KR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
724 News Radio 1080 KRLD. We're the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all. Well, back at it. And as we sit, the Dow Jones Industrials Average and the Standard & Poor's 500 are less than 1% away from a new all-time high. Last week was a struggle. We finally, with a little rally on Friday, got all of the averages back in positive territory for the week. But this thing has really slowed down. Now, the focus this week is going to be on Wednesday. That's when the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meets. This is why we call it Decision Week. And they will deliver the third and probably final quarter point cut for 2025. That means they've cut rates six times since this easing started back in September of 2024. They've cut interest rates by 1.75%. So now we'll see if they signal that that's it for a while. That's sort of what we're expecting. But again, we won't know that, won't have a clear picture of that until the news conference Wednesday. But that will be the main focus. If the Dow opened right now, we'd be up 30 points. NASDAQ would be up better, up 104. The S&P average percentage-wise would be up better, too. Looks up 14. One of the handicaps for the Dow is IBM. It's down not much, maybe $3, $2.50, $3 a share. But that's because they have just announced they are shelling out $11 billion cash to buy a company called Confluent. Is it a surprise? Yes, Confluent stock is up 26%. That tells you it's a surprise. But this is another cloud and artificial intelligence company. Crude's down 69 cents, $59.39. So a lot of pressure there. Gold's down $7.40, $42.35.60. Interest rates are steady, 4.14%. And guys, keep an eye on the wires. I see a one-liner coming out. I don't know what this means, but my sense is it's probably important. It says, Trump, I guess he's on Truth Social, saying, I will be doing a one-rule executive order this week on artificial intelligence. Don't know what that means.
All right. Yeah, it says we're going to beat all countries at this point in the race.
I'm for that.
Yeah.
David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
726 now on the KRLD Morning News.
Well, we'll have more on breaking news out of the race for the Democratic nomination for Senate coming up. But first, as the field goes official, Texas A&M finds itself right in the middle of the drama, landing at number 7 in the college football playoff and preparing to host Miami in the first round of the CFP in a couple weeks. Texas Tech avoids the chaos entirely. They slid to the number 4 seed and a first round bye, a massive milestone for the Red Raiders after one of the best programs seasons in program history. They absolutely crushed BYU in the Big 12 title game. The committee's decisions triggered outrage, though, from Notre Dame and its fans. They were passed over in favor of Alabama and Miami. And Notre Dame, in fact, will not even decide to go to a bowl game after missing out on the college football playoff.
Because they could still get invited to a bowl game.
Oh, yeah,
they don't want to play anymore. Their feelings are hurt.
Big, big bowl game.
Don't they get paid?
They don't care.
Isn't there a payday involved with bowl games?
But I guess they just don't think it's worth it. Just don't think it's worth it.
Huh.
They're not allowed to have her.
Is that kind of a temper tantrum, or is there a logic behind this?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think there's some logic because you get an early start on next season and trying to solidify your roster and retain players and all that sort of thing, and they think, you know, refocusing on next year is better for them.
Well, I hope they're right for their sake.
Don't pick an easy schedule. I'm just throwing that out there. Hey, by the way, speaking of things and fun and stuff, a costume from the Christmas film Elf sells for more than $300,000.
I'll be okay. I just need a glass of water.
A fainting Buddy the Elf, played by Will Ferrell. The film prop auction house Prop Store says the elf costume that sold was one of only a handful made for the 2003 film. It came from the personal collection of producer John Berg. A cat figure used for the 1993 animated film Nightmare Before Christmas fetched $11,000. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.